Good afternoon, and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now open your Bibles, open your minds, and join in the conversation with your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. I'll be with you here until 2 o'clock right here on AM 1220, The Word. I hope you'll be able to stick with us here this afternoon, and a lot of things happening around us in the world, and appreciate the message that Pastor Lutz had in the last half hour. If you missed that, hopefully you'll be able to go online and listen to that, and it was a good message and timely considering what's going on in the world around us. And of course, we'll be touching on a few things here as well. And I want to invite you to give us a call this afternoon if you've got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word. Our phone lines are open, we're guest free today. You can give us a call, 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. We'd love to hear from you today. And let's open with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, I want to thank you again for the opportunity to be on the air. We pray you bless the program, use it for your glory. Help us to point people that are searching to Christ. Help us to encourage believers in their walk with you. And again, help us to lift up and glorify our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in all that we do. And we thank you for the opportunity. Bless now, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, I hope you had a chance to get out and enjoy some of this beautiful day outside right now. Absolutely gorgeous day here in northeastern Ohio. The humidity has backed down a little bit. Comfortable temperatures in the 70s, and just very pleasant outside right now. And a great opportunity to get out and take care of some things that you might have to do outside, or just get outside and enjoy. This is the kind of a day when you can take your Bible or another good book that you might be reading and sit out on your back porch or something and just maybe put your feet up and just sit out there and read and listen to the birds flying around and everything and just enjoy an absolutely gorgeous day. And then, if you're not doing anything this evening, we have our Friday night Bible study at our church. I'm the pastor of the Richfield Bible Baptist Church. We'll have information about that at the end of the program. And we have a Bible study, an informal Bible study every Friday night from 7 o'clock until 9 o'clock. It's informal. You bring questions about the Bible or current events just like we do on our radio programs. And we'd love to have you visit if you're not doing anything tonight. It'd be a great opportunity for you to come out. And then, of course, on Sunday, we have our regular services of the Richfield Bible Baptist Church. And you can find all this online at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. There's information about us and the church. You can link to our church webpage from there, all at livewithpastoral.com. And then on Sunday night, 11 o'clock till midnight, join us for Late Night Live with Pastor Al right here on this station as well. And we are glad to have the opportunity to reach out through this medium with the radio. It's a real blessing, really enjoyable time. I look forward to being able to be on. All right, well, we're going to look at a couple of things here as well today. And as I said, if you've got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, you can give us a call, 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. And I just wanted to make mention a couple of things that have been going on down in Columbus. There's a bill down there right now. It's House Bill 504. House Bill 504. This bill here is I had it right here in front of me. This is a bill which will increase the penalty for violation of the prohibition under the offense of disturbing a lawful meeting from a fourth degree misdemeanor to a first degree misdemeanor. And in this idea of disturbing a lawful meeting has to do with churches directly, and it'd be other types of meetings as well, but this would be churches here. and in particular is why they have this. They say, well, what do they need a bill like this for? Why do they need to worry about this? Well, part of the problem that we've got going right now is the U.S. Supreme Court is going to be issuing their rulings here in the coming weeks. And one of the rulings, of course, was leaked a bit ago that it looks like they will have a ruling which will effectively overturn Roe v. Wade, and that will send back the abortion question to the states. And they are anticipating some problems when that happens. In fact, they've had a lot of problems already. A lot of left-wing protesters, abortion activists, have been protesting outside of the Supreme Court justice homes, the homes of the actual justices, on the ones that are supposedly signing the majority opinion that will overturn Roe. And this is still going on. This started back in early May, and it is still going on. I was reading an article that was published yesterday with far left, a video of far left protesters blasting vulgar music and screaming obscenities outside of Supreme Court Justice Amy Coney Barrett's house. Just recently, this is happening. There's also plans that have been seen and plans that have been overheard suggesting that these far left protesters are planning on actually trying to prevent access to the Supreme Court building and to try to cause a demonstration, a disturbance outside of the Supreme Court building, hopefully to prevent this bill this case from being published. And they're just incensed over the idea that states would have the right, meaning you and I and the people in our state would have the right to determine what happens in regard to abortion in our state rather than them. And it's almost like this is a sacrament to the left when you think about this. It's just like in the days when they sacrificed infants to Moloch in order to better their lives. They seem to have this need to sacrifice infants in order to better their lives. And we're still finding cases where they find these places where they conduct abortions, where they have remains of babies that are there, or they find them disposed of improperly, and all these kinds of things. It points to a sick mind. It really does. And so I was looking at this, and I was thinking about back in the book of Acts, and there was a case where Paul was preaching in this area, and as Paul's habit was, when he was out on his missionary journeys, he would travel into an area, and usually he would find a Jewish community. He was Jewish himself, and he would find where they were meeting, where they had a synagogue or something set up, and he would go there on the Sabbath day, and he would attend the synagogue, and then there's a point in the service where somebody could stand up and say something, and he would take the scriptures, and he would look at some of the scriptures that were prophesying about the coming of the Messiah, and he would read some of those scriptures, and then he would proclaim to the gathering that the Messiah had come, and that Jesus Christ, Jesus of Nazareth, was in fact the Messiah. And he would have some interesting results. He would have some people that would embrace what he said, and they would believe, and they would come to Christ, accepting him as their Messiah, as their Savior. And then he had some that they were not sure. They'd say, you know, we want to hear a little bit more about this. Not completely sold on it, but it's an intriguing idea. And then he had those that outright rejected it. And we have a case here in Acts chapter 17 where Paul had come into this area preaching, And while he was there, he, of course, was staying in the house of Jason, and this was in Thessalonica. It starts out in Acts chapter 17, verse number 1. Now, when they had passed through Amphipolis and Apollonia, they came to Thessalonica, where there was a synagogue of the Jews. And Paul, as his manner was, went in unto them, and 3 Sabbath days reasoned with them out of the Scriptures. So he spent 3 weeks going through the Scriptures. He says in verse 3, opening and alleging that Christ must needs have suffered and risen again from the dead, and that this Jesus whom I preach unto you is Christ. You know, I've challenged people in the past at our church, and I've even done it on the radio. I've said, when Peter preached his great message on the day of Pentecost and thousands of people embraced Christ as their Savior, what New Testament scriptures did Peter use in order to preach that great evangelistic message? Well, the answer, of course, is 0. The New Testament wasn't written at that time. He only used Old Testament scriptures because that's all that they had. And likewise, Paul, when he went into these synagogues, he used no New Testament scriptures because, for the most part, they weren't written yet. Now, on some of his journeys, some of them were being written. He was writing some of them under inspiration of the Holy Spirit. God was giving him the scriptures to be recorded. But essentially, Paul used 0 New Testament scriptures. He used entirely the Old Testament scriptures to proclaim that Jesus is the Christ, opening and alleging that Christ must needs have suffered and risen again from the dead, and that this Jesus whom I preach unto you is Christ. That's what Paul used. You know, as an aside, when you think about that, there are Christians out there who don't think the Old Testament is for us today. You don't have to bother with it. It's no real point in reading it. Well, I'd submit unto you that Paul and Peter thought a little bit differently than that, because all of their great preaching that they did, they used the Old Testament scriptures exclusively because that's all they had. And they preached Christ from the Old Testament scriptures. Paul preached Christ from the Old Testament scriptures. And so it says that some of them believed in Acts chapter 17, verse 4, and some of them believed and consorted with Paul and Silas, and of the devout Greeks, a great multitude, and of the chief women, not a few. And then it says in verse 5, but the Jews which believed not. See, some believed, and over that 3 weeks that Paul preached there, some believed right away. Some said, you know, we want to know a little bit more, and as they learned more, they realized that that what Paul was saying was correct. And the Spirit of God, I believe, brought them under conviction. They came to a saving knowledge of Christ, and they put their faith in Jesus Christ as their Messiah, as their Savior. And so they began spending time with Paul and Silas here, and we see also here in verse 5, there's a certain number of them that did not believe. And then it says, but the Jews which believed not, moved with envy, they saw what was happening, how Paul and Silas were attracting a number of people to follow them. And, you know, this is not exclusively something that even though we're talking about Paul going into the Jewish synagogue at this time, you see this today. There's so many churches today. Myself and Pastor Lutz, we've talked about the shocking statistic that nearly 2/3 of America's pastors do not have a biblical worldview. They have a pluralistic religious view, or I guess you could call it religious pluralism, and a syncretic worldview, where they mishmash together different things and end up denying the very scriptures, denying the very message of salvation, the very gospel message. And when you go into some of those churches, I don't go into those churches, and I'm not recommending that you do either, but if you talk to people who go to those churches and you share the true word of God with them, you're going to get the same sort of results. You're going to get some people who believe, some people who say, well, I want to hear a little bit more, but you're also going to get some of them who just do not believe the message that you're saying. I remember a guy telling me one time that he was in the Air Force, and he had grown up in a church that did not preach the gospel. And he went to a church off base, and he heard the gospel message preached for the first time, and it got a hold of his heart. And he ended up getting saved. He put his faith in Christ. He understood the gospel message, how that Jesus Christ, God manifest in the flesh, went to the cross where he suffered and died and shed his blood to pay for our sins. He heard about how Jesus was buried and rose again the third day victorious over sin and death. He put his faith in Christ. He was saved. His sins were forgiven. Well, sometime after that, he was on leave, he was at home, and he visited the church that he grew up in. And he talked to the pastor that he had known for a number of years, and he asked him about the gospel message and said, why didn't you ever tell us that? And his pastor said, well, you know, I really don't believe that. And he was shocked. He was shocked. And when you see the statistic that nearly two-thirds of American pastors do not have a biblical worldview, it's not surprising. It's not surprising, as we've said, that so few people do not go to church now. Only 47%, first time since Gallup has been keeping track of this since the 1930s. This is the first time that church, attendance in a house of worship, this would include a church, a synagogue, or a mosque, so this is a pretty broad category, has dipped below 50%. It's dropped to 47%. Most of the time that the poll has been being taken since the 1930s, the average has been in the 70 percentile range. And just recently, in the last few years, it's begun to dip markedly. And so this past year, it dipped below 50% for the first time. In fact, it was 70% in 1999. It was 50% in 2018. And now it's dropped to 47%. Excuse me, that's 2020 that it dropped to 47%. That's the most recent that they have available right now. And this is prior to all of the shutdowns kicking in and churches closing as much as they have. Well, it would affect some of it in 2020 for the year. But by 2021, a number of churches themselves have closed completely. And so this is a problem that we have. We live in the day that Paul warned about in 2 Timothy chapter 4, when people would not endure sound doctrine, but heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. And this is what we have going on. And so we have subverted biblical authority and biblical morality in our country. And this is why we see the breakdown of society. This is why we see these shootings that we're seeing now compared to what it was, you know, 30, 40, 50 years ago, when you had people that had guns and didn't go into the schools and shoot them up, but instead they took their guns into the schools in order to participate on shooting team sports. And look it up if you don't believe that. You can see pictures, yearbook pictures of kids in the school with guns because they were there on shooting teams. It was a sport that was considered valid and appropriate in the school. Well, getting back to Acts chapter 17 here, we have certain Jews that believe not, but the Jews which believe not in verse 5 moved with envy took unto them certain lewd fellows of the baser sort, and gathered a company, and set all the city on an uproar, and assaulted the house of Jason, and sought to bring them out to the people. Now Jason, his house, that's where Paul and Silas and their company were staying. And apparently they weren't there at the time, because it says, and when they found them not, they drew Jason and certain brethren under the rulers of the city, crying, "These have turned the world upside down, or come hither also." So it continues on. But the thing that I find rather interesting here, they were moved with envy. They didn't like the success that they saw Paul and Silas having. And so they went, it says they took unto them certain lewd fellows of the baser sort and gathered a company. Now, lewd here is being used in the sense of idle or, I don't want to quite say worthless, but people would go into the markets in order to find work, and some people would just go there to hang out. And this is kind of the people that we're looking at here. People just kind of hung out there in the market, not necessarily really wanting to work, but they would just hang out. Somebody would give them a few, you know, some money to do something. That would be it. Of the baser sort, coarser people, not well-mannered, shall we say. Another way of looking at it, thugs. And they went out and hired these people. They took unto them certain lewd fellows of the baser sort. That means they hired them. They paid them to gather together a mob and set the city on an uproar and assault the house of Jason. This sounds to me like the people who have been protesting outside of the Supreme Court justice homes and threatening to assault them and threatening to attack the U.S. Supreme Court building. This is what that sounds like to me. Certain lewd fellows of the baser sort. You know, when our church was meeting in the Richfield Holiday Inn Express, we were in a hotel. We went there on a temporary basis. We were there for 13 years on a temporary basis. And I noticed something that would happen on occasion. First time I think I really noticed it real well was back when the National Convention, Republican National Convention, was in Cleveland, and they were expecting all kinds of protesters. And guess what? Out in Richfield at our hotel where we were meeting, there were professional protesters that were there to protest at the Republican National Convention. And I've noticed this at other times. Remember a couple summers ago when they were having the George Floyd parties all over major cities around the country? Well, guess what we had at the hotel again? Professional protesters that were gathered there. You know, think about it. If you're going to spend a busy night, you know, breaking windows and throwing Molotov cocktails and assaulting people and blocking streets and all that sort of stuff, you need to be able to get a good rest. You have a nice comfortable room and get a nice breakfast so that you can rest up, maybe take a dip in the pool so that you can loosen up a little bit, get ready for your protest. But they did. They stayed there. It was kind of interesting. And we could tell who some of them were pretty readily. They never really bothered us. I guess they were off duty with their protests, so they didn't bother us too much. But, you know, you look at some of the things that have been happening in regards to the potential overturn of Roe v. Wade, and you see the concern that law enforcement has of potential violence this summer in houses of worship. Now, they already attacked and disrupted several Catholic church services, and probably they're at the forefront of this. A number of the justices involved are Catholic, of course, and of course the Catholic Church is very vocal generally in the pro-life movement, so that seems to be where the biggest targeting seems to come. But at the same time, we do see that the Ohio State House has seen the necessity to increase the potential punishment or the severity of the crime for disrupting religious services in Ohio. So we pray for this. And in fact, that bill has passed the House, 535, I believe it is. And House Bill 535, or 353, I'm sorry, 353. It's passed the House. It's in the Senate now. And hopefully they'll get that passed. But do pray for our churches. And it's not changed since the days when they hired certain lewd fellows of a baser sort to disrupt and prevent the preaching of the gospel. Satan hates the preaching of God's word. As we get closer to the Lord's return, it's only going to get worse. But don't give up. Look up. Our redemption drawing nigh. Thanks for listening. Join us next time. God bless. Have a great weekend.
You've been listening to Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com, read articles on a variety of topics by Pastor Al at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis invites you to join him at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday evening at 6. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight from 7 to 9 p.m. The Bible Baptist Church meets at 4174 Wheatley Road, Suite 200 in Richfield every Sunday at 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. and then every Friday at 7. You can contact Pastor Al by writing Pastor Al Davis at Post Office Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoll.us. Join us for more live conversation this Sunday night from 11 to midnight, and again next Friday afternoon from 1:30 to 2 right here on AM 1220, The Word. Late Night Live with Pastor Al is brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.